Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Feedback. It's Monday. 715-845-2155 is the phone number. Let's talk a little bit about this anticipated Supreme Court decision, shall we? Apparently, the couple businesses, Hobby Lobby, etc., have petitioned the Supreme Court to make a decision saying, hey, we are a private enterprise, and we object to the federal government saying we have to provide this benefit, that benefit, specifically contraception in our health packages. We have a religious objection to it. Therefore, we would like permission to not have to adhere. Very interesting circumstance. There's some interesting arguments on both sides of the aisle. However, I think one of the main things to realize here is a very simple fact. Businesses should not be required to provide benefits of any kind to their employees. You go to an employer and you are hired, it is ridiculous that the employer should be required to provide you any benefits. This should be at the discretion of the employer, not the federal government. When I go to work, to be perfectly honest with you, I would much rather have the opportunity, instead of the employer paying my medical insurance, I would rather have that money in my paycheck. Instead of the employer paying for parts of my medical, parts of my life insurance, parts of the dental, any benefit. And I would much rather the employer not be involved with anything related to my retirement savings at all. I would prefer to make those decisions entirely on my own. I would also like to see insurance companies have the freedom to create cross-state line benefit pools, meaning people like you and I, in order to qualify for group rates, which is what happens when companies buy their insurance and so forth, that you and I could form our own group. You and I could become part of a statewide group. It would result in lower prices, it would result in better care, and it would result in a fixed problem, or maybe not all of it fixed. You're not going to fix all of the problems, but it would significantly improve our circumstances. You and I would have money to make our own decisions with. If we decided, I'm not going to buy life insurance, I'm not going to buy disability insurance, I'm not going to buy health and dental insurance, well, that's fine. And then when the problems arise, you pay for it out of pocket. Listen, for a lot of younger individuals, paying to go to the doctor out of pocket is much more inexpensive than paying the insurance premiums every month. Think about your car insurance. How much have you paid in between accidents? Now, for me, automobile insurance is a very good idea. I'm not the best driver. Auto insurance is a wonderful idea for me, and it's money well spent. I have crashed every car I've ever owned, bar none. I think there might have been one car, maybe two, in the three dozen or so automobiles I've owned in my life. I'm not counting motorcycles. I've crashed a couple of three of those myself. But of the three dozen plus cars I've owned in my life, I've crashed all but maybe two. And so for me, automobile insurance, very good investment. But when I was younger, I was working in an environment where I was I didn't have any health insurance. I didn't have health. I didn't have dental. Didn't have any of that. I paid for it out of pocket. And it was much less expensive for me to pay for what I needed out of pocket at the time I needed it than to pay for insurance products. Later on in life, it's an entirely different story. But what this is coming down to with the Supreme Court decision is, I don't think the government should be involved in telling employers that they have to offer benefits of any kind. Benefits to the employee are not a right. It is a, oh, hey, look, it's even named. It's a benefit. It's not an entitlement. It's a benefit. The reason companies offer these, for the most part, is so that it retains the good employees that are there, and it attracts new employees when openings come up. There are many, many jobs out there where the individual has an opportunity to work at one company or the other. The salaries are pretty close. A lot of the issues are very close, and it could come down to, well, I decide, am I going to go to company A or company B? And it depends on, what are my benefits? Well, how much do they contribute? Do they have a 401k plan where they contribute to the plan? Do they have profit sharing? Do they pay all of my medical insurance? Do they pay part? Do they have dental? Do they have all this other stuff? Vision, et cetera, et cetera. These are benefits. So the government getting involved and saying, you will provide health insurance coverage for your employee, this is ridiculous. This is overstepping the government's limitations under the Constitution. It's my opinion. What do you think? Let's go to the phones. Thanks for calling. What's your name? Good morning.
Hello, this is Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. What can we do for you this morning?
Just wanted to let you know I agree that companies shouldn't be forced to provide any benefits, but I feel I need to correct you on a couple of factual wrongs you got there.
Okay, go ahead.
Number one, where you say that you would rather have the cash and buy your own, you do realize that if you had the cash value of whatever the cost of your premiums for insurance would be, or life insurance, or 401k, all that stuff, it would be paid out as regular wages, and
yeah,
then you would have to pay taxes on it, and it would probably push you up into another tax bracket, so you'd be paying higher taxes on your current wages as well.
Yes, I am very aware of that, but I'd still have more money in my pocket.
Yes and no.
Well, it depends. The number of people that, if they get a small raise, bumps them up into a higher tax bracket where they end up paying or end up with less money in their pocket, that's a small percentage.
But think of your health insurance for a minute. I mean, you have how many children and a wife?
I'm one of each.
Okay, so you're looking at probably at minimum, you know, for a decent health insurance plan, it's probably going to be somewhere in the anywhere from $400 to maybe up to $1,000 a month for just health insurance.
Oh, easily $1,000. Easily $1,000.
Okay, so you take that as wages. That's $12,000 a year.
Yeah.
Significant when the IRS,
you realize,
and the state and everything else gets their hooks into it.
That would bump me up to a whopping $20,000 a year for this job, my friend.
Awesome. second fact is, one of the reasons why companies actually, you know, it benefits are a huge expense for them, but they also look at it as a true compensation, just like they look at wages.
Precisely.
And because they get to pay it as benefits, they don't have to pay matching Social Security, Medicare taxes on it.
Mm-hmm. That's
an actual big-time benefit, mm-hmm, for them.
And some of the expenses they incur in offering benefit packages are deductible as employee expenses. So
absolutely,
there is benefits to the bottom line. Yes, there are benefits that go around and pros and cons. But
The one thing I would like to see happen is persons that actually do fund their own health insurance and do fund their own life insurance and, mm-hmm, do fund their own, you know, retirement or whatnot, all workers should be treated equal. So either the workers that are out there getting that through a company should be taxed somewhat on those wages, because that's really what they are,
mm-hmm,
or individuals that are buying that on their own should be able to take advantage of it through the tax code the same way as, mm-hmm, someone that's working for a company that offers benefits.
But you
I do not agree with the imbalance that's there.
You see the common denominator in both solutions, both ideas that you and I are proposing.
Yes.
That means a reduction in government intrusion in how,
yes,
we do things.
And absolutely. I agree with you 100% there.
And that's the problem. Government doesn't like that answer.
The more complicated they can make it, the more hooks they get into things.
That's correct. And once they got their fingers in the pie, they don't ever pull them out.
No, they usually add more.
That's exactly right. Until they get the whole fist in there. All right, thanks, buddy. I appreciate the call. Let's go. Yeah, I know. Thanks, John, for calling in. What's on your mind?
Quite interesting topic. I work for a union company, actually a worldwide company now.
Mm-hmm.
And they offer us, I had a $10,000 deductible plan.
Okay.
And they now offer us a $500 deductible plan because they go through the Teamster Union. The Teamsters has their own health insurance company.
Okay.
And it is a not-for-profit health insurance company.
Okay.
So consequently, they can offer us unbelievable benefits, and I probably shouldn't spout off, but it costs me $40 a week for my family.
That's impressive.
And it's because of the fact the whole problem with health insurance right now is it is for profit. And these health insurance companies, now what's so ironic is the Teamsters can go out with the Central States program, and we actually have Blue Cross Blue Shield as our carrier.
Mm-hmm.
So they go out to all these Blue Cross carriers, and actually we are, like what you said, out of state.
Well,
is our insurance Blue Cross of Illinois.
Okay, let me, without getting too detailed and just put everybody to sleep, a lot of times when you have an association that offers, and without looking at the summary plan description of what you've got, a lot of times when an association offers a medical plan, life insurance plan, any kind of insurance benefit to, and they are quote unquote self-insuring, most of the time they are co-insuring. They are bringing in another insurance company to underwrite their
Correct.
Exposure. And
Correct.
So it's not entirely a not-for-profit organization. It's kind of, well, here, you take some of this, and I'll take some of that, and we'll share the price. The problem is not insurance companies making a profit. That's not the problem. The problem is insurance companies are limited to who they can bring in as a pool of insureds.
Correct.
You know, only the Teamsters are allowed to be part of the Teamsters pool. Insurance,
that's not entirely correct because my previous company, the Teamsters, are willing to take in non-union members.
Okay.
Because they are able to.
But you still have to be an employee of the company.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
There you
correct.
Go. Okay.
But they're able to spread that. I guess you could say the hurt.
Sure.
Amongst 15 million people, and that's, you know, the whole logic behind Obamacare was very similar to begin with, but it obviously went down real quick
yeah.
when they started, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and I would love to see everybody have wonderful insurance.
And when he talks about the nonprofit part
Thank
of
you, John, for calling
the nonprofit part of this, there have been numerous stories about some of these big hospital and health chains that are supposedly nonprofit,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
yet are making huge amounts of money in profits.
Exactly correct. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And yet are charging outrageous, outlandish yep. prices for some of the procedures.
All right, John, I'm going to have to let you go because we're running really late, but thank you very much for calling in and bringing up a good point. All right, let's hold on to those ideas, and we will talk a little bit more about them when we come back. This is Feedback, 715-845-2155.
News, talk, and Rush Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome back to Feedback, 715-845-2155. All right, let me point out just one more thing about this whole healthcare issue. And the reason we brought this up is, of course, we're waiting for anytime now. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock is when the Supreme Court is supposed to convene, and they'll start taking up the case before them regarding Hobby Lobby and others asking the Supreme Court to make a ruling on whether or not they have to provide certain aspects of the health care, specifically contraception. The reason we're bringing this up is it brings into the play the whole Obama health care plan, benefits, et cetera, et cetera. All right. Here's an example of why, one more real-world common-sense example of why the Obamacare legislation and subsequent issues, you know, enrolling online, I'll say, why it's just a bad idea. currently in California, there are legal battles going on between who can be insured, who cannot be insured, who can participate, who can't participate, what they're offered, blah, 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 blah. It is a nightmare for those individuals who, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, are innocents in this battle. There are people that just want to know that they have coverage for their families in case something happens. There is a woman here who, as an example, the LA Times has an example of a woman who, in the state of confusion in what is covered, what is not covered, thought she was doing everything according to Hoyle, was doing everything that she needed. Needed cancer treatment, submitted all the paperwork, followed all the directions, called the help desk and got all the information. She submitted everything, thought everything was going to be fine, and now finds out that she owes about $8,000 so far for her cancer treatment, and it's going to get worse. Individual companies try very hard to simplify things so that you and I can get our business with them as easily as possible. Now, not all are successful, so there is always a problem. But for the most part, the private industry, the private business, wants you to be able to, A, understand the product, have easy access to the product, and to use the product. Why? Because your satisfaction is the cheapest, best form of advertising any company can have. And the flip side is always the same, is equal to. If you're not happy and you badmouth the company, that hurts. And they know this. Private enterprise relies on the satisfaction of the customer for the most part. The government doesn't care. The government has all these disinterested parties that are creating this and doing that and creating that, and it creates a boondoggle. So the what I'm saying in a nutshell is private enterprise seeks to make things simple, easy, and effective. The government just mucks it all up all the time. So which would you rather have in charge of something that is literally vital to your life? We'll take more of your phone calls when we get back. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.